Komoiawa Tamanui, France and Tene, and this is your Wātea English News. Māori Party President John Tamere says is challenging ex-leader David Seymour's contention to the principles of the treaty still up for debate. He says in the 35 years since the Court of Appeal judgment on the state-owned enterprise lands case, a range of principles have been identified by the Waitangi Tribunal and the courts. Mr. Seymour is trying to overturn 35 years of hard-won gains by Māori, and in the process he is undermining Aotearoa's constitutional agreements, the legitimacy of government and the rule of law.
In endeavouring to turn it back, you have to look at the case he's put up. It's spurious at best.
John Tamere says David Seymour seems to be arguing that over 35 years, the highest courts in the land have either been stupid, captured or anti-government. Also, a million people have now returned self-testing kits since the National Bowel Screening Program started just over 6 years ago. Salaha Taukawhaiora's Director of Public and Population Health says the overall return rate for the kits stands at nearly 60%. More than 80,000 have come from Māori, giving valuable data to decision makers. She says the self-test model freed up primary health resources and gives whānau more control over their hauora.
We have had such a medicalised healthcare system, and rightly so, but if there are ways in which we can actually put that mana back into people's own hands, give them the control over doing some of these exploratory tests and curbing it right at the front of it, I think that is really, really important.
Salaha says Māori between the age of 50 and 59 are the highest risk of bowel cancer and will be targeted in future campaigns. And lastly, Whakaata Māori is hoping further investment in technology and a fresh approach to content will widen its reach. It has taken on a new kaiururangi kaupapa or director of content, Maria Barlow Cooper from Te Rarawa e Ngāti Whātua ki Kaipara, who has 20 years of management experience at Sky TV. Kaihautū Shane Taurima says the kaupapa of presenting te reo Māori and Māori perspectives remains the same, but it has new tools to work with, like the Māori Plus app.
Expect more of that, more improvements to be made to our app, to Māori Plus, and to our website, just to try and make it more easier and user-friendly for our audiences to be able to access some of this content.
Shane Taurima says having its new production studio up and running means Whakaata Māori can boost its in-house content, and it's looking to revive some old favourites to mark its 20th anniversary this year. And that's your Wātea English News.